March 12, 1921. The divine will, grain which will become food. Louisa, the straw that clothes it and protects it. I was saying to myself, my queen mother provided the blood in order to form the humanity of Jesus within her womb. And I, what will I give in order to form the life of the divine will within me? And my lovable Jesus told me, my daughter, you will provide to me the straw in order to form the ear, in which I will be the grain. I will give my will's food to nourish all the souls who will want to eat of it. You will be the straw which will preserve the grain. On hearing this, I said, my love, my office of serving you a straw is ugly, because the straw is thrown away, burned, and has no value. And Jesus, yet, the straw is necessary to the ear of grain. If it wasn't for the straw, the grain could not mature nor multiply. The poor straw serves as garment and defense of the grain. If the burning sun invests it, the straw defends it from the excess of heat so as not to let it wither. If frost, rain or something else invade the grain, the straw takes all of these evils upon itself. Therefore, one can say that the straw is the life of the grain. And if the straw is thrown away and burned, this is when it is separated from the grain. The grain of my will is not subject to grow or to decrease. As much as they take of it, it will not diminish of one single grain. So, your straw will be necessary to me. It will serve me as garment, as defense, defending the rights of my volition. Therefore, there is no danger that you may be separated from me. After a little while he came back, and I said to him, my life, Jesus, if the souls who will live in your volition will be rainbows, what will be the colors of these rainbows of peace? And Jesus, all goodness, their qualities and colors will be fully divine. They will blaze with the most beautiful and bright colors, which are love, goodness, wisdom, power, sanctity, mercy, justice. The variety of these colors will be as light in the darkness of the night, and by virtue of these colors, they will make the day arise in the minds of creatures.